Welcome everyone to episode 6 of Overheard in the Gym. My name is Stuart, I'm a fitness coach and online personal trainer, and this is the show that seeks to set straight the dubious fitness myths and fad diet cons that we all overhear in the gym every day. And in today's episode, we're talking stretching. More specifically, whether or not stretching before or after exercise is going to help reduce muscle soreness. And the big news is that this question came in from a listener. So thank you, Ruth, for getting in touch this week with your question. Fact or fiction? If you stretch properly after exercise, you won't ache the next day. Now, we all know that we probably should be stretching to some extent before or after training. But how many of us actually spend time properly stretching? Is this beneficial to our workout? Is it going to help us feel less sore or perform better? Or is it just a kind of going through the motions, rolling those arms, moving those legs a little before we get training properly? We've all been there, standing in front of the mirror, pulling our arm across our chest or lifting our foot up behind us, stretching out a little bit. And we've also seen those people in the gym that are maybe a little bit more explosive and dynamic before they start their workout. And these kind of typify the two types of stretching that we'll talk about today. Static stretching, where you're literally static and holding a stretch or a muscle in a particular position. And dynamic stretching, which is more about preparing the body to get ready to move and to start elicit the movements that we're going to be using through our workout. But before we get into those, let's talk about Ruth's first point, and that's whether or not stretching is going to help prevent soreness. Now, muscle soreness is a result of small or micro tears in the muscles, which have been caused during exercise as those muscles have been put under increased tension and stress. And it's as those muscles repair and adapt to that tension and stress that we tend to see our performance improve. So those small tears are really integral to improving our ability to move more weight or run faster or perform better during any type of particular exercise. Now, unfortunately, stretching itself isn't going to help prevent this. The tears aren't going to just be repaired by holding a particular stretch or movement. So, unfortunately, we're stuck with that soreness, I'm afraid, Ruth. And in the same vein, stretching is unlikely to help prevent injury either. So, injury can be from a number of different factors. That might be poor technique or muscle imbalances or even not warming up properly. But that being said, there's no reason why stretching as part of a warm-up and cool-down won't help minimise the risk of getting injured. But we've all been there, haven't we? We walk into the gym, we roll straight over to the mats, we pull a couple of quick static stretches, and all of a sudden our hamstring's gone, or our quad's gone, or our back's gone, and we feel a twinge before we've even started. So how should we be treating stretching, and what should we really be doing when we get into the gym? Well, I would probably recommend that we look more towards dynamic stretching, certainly towards the start of our workout, than we do towards static stretching. So what I try and encourage clients and gym members to do is to try and replicate movements that they're going to be doing during their workout. And this is going to help really engage the muscles that we're looking to work. It's going to help improve pliability and mobility through the joints and tendons and ligaments that are going to be under stress and tension while we're working out. And it may also help improve our range of movement as well. As those muscles start warming up and becoming more supple, they're likely to feel smoother and stronger and be able to perform in a far better way than if we just strolled straight into the squat rack and started squatting 100 kilos. While come the end of the workout, we'll then probably want to concentrate more on static stretching. So holding those limbs and muscles in a particular position for an extended period of time with some tension to work against to help those muscles that have been under stress and tension begin to relax and recover slightly from that session. So what should a proper warm-up look like? Well, for most people, a warm-up is a bit of quick cardio on one of the cardio machines, maybe a walk on the treadmill or a bit of a run or a bit of a cycle, without really thinking too much about what they're doing going forwards. Ideally, what we want to be doing as we're warming up is getting that heart rate raised, getting that blood pumping around the body to get oxygen and fuel to the muscles that are going to be working, getting us sweating a little bit and getting us warmer. Now, I've referred a few times in the previous podcasts to working on a scale of 1 to 10, and the warm-up is exactly the same. So when we're warming up, we want to take the body from kind of like a level 1 or 2, where we're really relaxed, really chilled out, and could probably kind of sit around all day long, to maybe like a 4 or a 5. So we're going to take ourselves to around about 50% of our max effort. We want to be working so that we're getting that body ready and prepared for the next lot of exercises that we're going to do. If you're just strolling in, doing a couple of light minutes on the bike and then walking over into the weights area or walking onto your next exercise, then the body really isn't going to be prepared or ready to go. And we're going to find that first round far harder than we would do necessarily. And again, what we want is that body to be able to perform at its best. So an accomplished workout is going to really help us perform better during the rest of our session. And that's really where dynamic stretching comes into its own. So dynamic stretching is generally a procedure or a movement that replicates movements or patterns that we're going to be using during the rest of our workout. Now that might sound complicated, but in reality, all it really means is things like walking lunges or bodyweight squats, kicking those heels up, skipping, jumping, moving around in a bit more of a dynamic and explosive way. If we're going to be doing a whole session of squats, then we want those quads firing properly. We want that lower back engaged and warmed up. We want those quads ready to work. So working through mobility drills and exercises that get those glutes warmed up is going to be really beneficial. In the same way that if we're going to be doing some heavy chest presses, for example, then we want to make sure that those shoulders are warm, that chest is warm, those triceps are working. So we might work through some press-ups and some banded rotations or some rotator cuff work, or again, things that are going to get that body ready to go onto a chest press and move through a far heavier weight with the best range of movement possible. And this, alongside some cardio, is going to give us a far more effective workout than just jumping on a bike and pedaling for a couple of minutes on its own. Now the other big advantage of dynamic stretching is that it involves movements that are going to jumpstart or get us ready for a particular range of movement or motion that we're going to be using. So the greater the warm-up and the greater ability we are to move through that range of motion, the better our exercises are going to be. So as we're warming up, what we want to try and do is extend and improve that range of motion as much as possible. So if we're again taking squats as an example, what we might do is start up against the wall, sink down into a squat position, and sink slightly below those knees. So we're getting a bigger range of movement than we would do otherwise. And again, when we then go over to work on our weighted squats, whether that's in a squat rack or with a goblet or with some dumbbells, then we're going to be far more comfortable sitting in that low position than we would do had we not warmed up in the first place. And if that's the case, then chances are those muscles may have that little bit of extra performance in them, and you're going to feel better and perform better as a result. Something else to remember with stretching is that everything in the body, as we know, is connected. So we might be sore or tight in one particular area, but the source of that tightness or soreness may actually be another muscle group altogether. So a really good example of this might be lower back pain. I get an awful lot of clients and members come over and say, I've got a really sore lower back, or I'm struggling with my lower back, and I'm not really sure what I can do about it or how I can improve it. Well, the chances are that it isn't actually their lower back that needs work, but it might be their hip flexors. So our hip flexors, as they get tighter and tighter through prolonged periods of sitting or inactivity, it's going to put more pressure on that lower back and going to feel uncomfortable. So if we can stretch those hip flexors out, and a perfect exercise or warm-up for that would actually be an old school plank, it's going to help relieve that tension on that lower back, and all of a sudden we're feeling far better. So stretching one area may actually benefit another area as well, and that's kind of an extra added bonus really, isn't it? So we're doing all of this warming up and stretching before the start of our workout. Should we also then be concentrating on doing something at the end of the workout, or are we good just to wander off and jump in the car and drive on home? Well, realistically, at the end of a workout, those muscles are going to be pretty warm. They're going to have worked through an awful lot of stress and tension and movement. And just like we feel the need to relax and recharge sometimes, our muscles kind of need the same as well. And this is where static stretching probably becomes more important or more prevalent. So static stretching, we're going to be holding a muscle through a particular position or range of movement for a slightly more extended period of time. And this is going to help that muscle relax. So just in the same way that if you've cooked a piece of steak or lamb, that you might leave it to rest for a few minutes because the muscles or fibers have gotten very tight during cooking. As it relaxes and cools slightly, those muscles and tendons relax. The same happened to us. And if those muscles get a chance to relax and recover properly, then when we next come into the gym, they're going to start performing a little quicker and far better than if we had just left them to kind of cool down of their own means overnight, whatever it might be. And we can take that one step further by introducing foam rolling into our routine as well. So a bit of foam rolling post-workout, pre-stretching, is going to really help work through any knots or damages that we've caused to that muscle during our workout. Now, I think it's fair to say that foam rolling is not the most comfortable thing to do in the world, and I've certainly seen some interesting faces being pulled while people have been trying to stretch and foam roll out at the end of their session. But releasing those knots and tightness out of those muscles is going to really help with that recovery process and make sure that, again, we keep performing to the level that we want to perform at, and hopefully help improve that flexibility and mobility as we come into our next session as well. Now, with all that extra stretching and dynamic movement and mobility work that we're going to start adding into our workout, hopefully on the back of this podcast, we might find ourselves getting more and more flexible and more mobile, which is perfect. That's what we want to see. The better we are in terms of our mobility and our flexibility, the more comfortable and simple tasks become, even just day-to-day things outside of the gym. But what happens when you suddenly can touch your toes? Should you just stop and leave it there, or should you carry on? Well, in reality, we probably want to continue stretching and warming up continuously. Our flexibility and our mobility can only ever improve as a result of that, and it might help stave off longer term issues as well. So just because you're suddenly able to touch your toes and you weren't able to 4 weeks ago, that's no reason to stop stretching there and there. In fact, you might start taking it a little bit further and finding new ways of stretching and developing that mobility and movement through those muscles and joints as you move along. And remember that we always want to be trying to increase blood flow to those muscles prior to working out. And that's exactly what stretching, warming up, and dynamic movements is all about. The warmer we can get those muscles, the more supple we can get those muscles, the better that workout is going to be, regardless of how flexible we are to start with. So there we are, guys. Stretching might not necessarily prevent you aching the next day, but we do know that stretching, and dynamic stretching in particular, has a wealth of benefits that we should really be incorporating into our workout and into our training routine as much as we can. So take 10 minutes, do a few dynamic stretches, and see how much better you perform during your next session. So there we go, guys. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Ruth, thank you for the question. I hope I've answered it as comprehensively as possible. As always, guys, if you've enjoyed the show, please feel free to like, share, review, leave a comment, and wherever you listen to the podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can now email us as well. The email address is theoverheardpodcast@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any other questions that you guys have about training, fitness myths, diet issues, or anything else along those lines that you think might be interesting. Show 7 will be with you next week. Until then, guys, keep moving.